This is our comrade Pig calling in with a commentary. This story is about an article which was by the Virginia Mercury newspaper, how they reported how the COVID-19 pandemic exposed that most contraband, namely drugs, do not come through, you know, prison visitation rooms, as the DOC has repeatedly tried to shape such narrative over the years. The story was also republished on the October 2021 issue of Prison Legal News by Kevin Bliss. By Virginia DOC asserting that contraband solely comes through prison visitation room, they use it as a pretext to subject our family and friends through a degrading, dehumanizing, and intrusive body search procedure. They even went as far as authorizing strip searches of minors, which yielded a lot of backlash, rightfully so. But despite banning such practice, the Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, still tried to justify strip searching minors by saying, quote, "Where there's a will, there's a way," unquote. Well, he's right. But what he failed to admit was that most contraband actually comes through prison staff, who are never subject to the same degrading, dehumanizing, and intrusive body searches that our loved ones are subjected to. Since March 2020, Virginia, like most prisons, stopped contact visits from prisoners' loved ones, but this did not stop contraband from coming into prisons, which exposes the mere fact that our loved ones were used as scapegoats by being subjected through degrading, dehumanizing, and intrusive strip searches, simply because Virginia DOC did not want to face the truth that it was their own staff who were responsible for bringing a vast majority of contraband inside prisons. About 2 months ago or so, a fellow prisoner here, Eric Onion, passed away as a result of a drug overdose. And in the past 3 or 4 months, there have been 2 others who also have overdosed on fentanyl. It certainly didn't come through prisoners' visitation room. You know, where it came from isn't a mystery, though. This explains why I call these places Department of Corruptions, as opposed to what they try to portray themselves as, Department of Corrections, as they claim.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.